Hello everyone, this is Ray. Thank you for checking me out again. By the way, in this episode I'll be sharing my thoughts about being passionate about something you do in order to be successful. I mean, do you want to be successful? What a stupid question, right? Well, of course you do. Everyone would want to be successful. But so perhaps the next question, or the question should be, how do you want to be successful, right? One of the common or the go-to ways for people who want to be successful is to observe how others are doing it. You know, people in the industry you look up to, you want to know how they're doing it, and eventually you'll be successful. Hopefully you'll be successful like they are. So the idea is simple. You just have to look for people who are being successful in their shit. Sorry about the excuse though the word. It just sounds badass to me, so I might just have, you might hear me saying that over and over again in this episode. Anyways, so you look for people who are being successful in their shit. There it is again. And then follow them. Some would even be stalking and mimic how these people do their shit until they feel that they're also being successful themselves. It seems quite simple, right? Well, I did. Well, if you want to ask me if I did this too, or if I'm doing it still, excuse me. Well, of course. I mean, I tried to do that. At first, I thought it was the best thing to do, since I don't know where and how to begin being successful and awesome. I mean, I am, just to be clear, okay, I am nowhere in the position to claim that I know how to be awesome and successful, right? I just want that clear. Now, what I'm saying is that following others in order to start doing things that will give me ideas on how to succeed myself is actually quite a good tactic, or something to start with, right? For me, if I want to be successful, I mean, it's already they've already proven and tested it out, and it worked for them. So it might work for me too, right? So, but the thing is, it can be tempting to not think of your own ways or my own ways on how to get out of their shadows or shadows and just succeed like how they do it. I mean, you know, since it's easier, they're showing you the path, they're being successful, then why not just follow it, right? It's so tempting to just keep doing what they're doing and not be out there, take a risk and being yourself and be successful. But so I think another question is, how can I create my own success? If you don't want to be under the shadows of these successful people or your mentors, or the people you look up to, if you want to create your own success, then how can you create your own success? Well, since I already mentioned at the beginning of this podcast that I'll be talking about passion or being passionate about your shit. Being passionate about your stuff, your talent, your skill, your business, then if you've been looking for ways to do things to achieve the success you want, even if you're just following other people, you must have already learned a great deal about yourself too, right? In the process, while you're trying them out, because whatever works for these people might not always work for you too. So you, along the way, you'll discover, you know what? What he's trying to do is actually not working well for me, so I might just scrap that and follow what other things he's doing too. So you realize that you must have already figured out what your strengths and weaknesses are. And you must already have failed and a lot of times surprise yourself of a few successes you achieve on your own. I mean, even if you're following them and they might not always be successful in what they're doing, but you might even surprise yourself that you're even getting better success than they are, or successes than they are. The daily successes, the daily achievements, that's what I'm trying to point out. Now, if you're clueless as hell as to what I am talking about, or if you're reading this, writing about, then, my friend, you missed a lot of turns, okay? I suggest you go back and reassess how you've been doing things. There's still time, okay? It's not too late. You still have a lot of time. Since this is your success, this should be, you determine your own pace, okay? Now, but if you've been nodding as you are hearing me say these things, then I believe you're doing fine. You're in a good start. And it's about time for you to make your own mark, I guess. So you need to be successful. Here's an idea or a thought that I keep telling myself. I need to be successful myself according to my own standards and not what others have set for themselves. I look up to Steve Jobs, to Gary Vaynerchuk, to Mark Zuckerberg, and Jack Ma, and all the other greats in their fields. You look up to them. They're already successful. They're creating their own success. Now, I need to set my own standards as to when and how I would consider myself successful. It will be too much if I will aim for what Steve Jobs did or achieved. I mean, it's not, you can't do such, okay? But for me, knowing my strengths and weaknesses, then I need to set my own standards. And I suggest you do that for yourself as well. Now, just in case you haven't noticed, being successful based on someone else's marker is more difficult and less fulfilling in the end. Like what I mentioned, observe the greats, the people I mentioned, like Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, Ray Baggio, no, just kidding, Steve Jobs, and the rest. These people have created their own marks in their fields. And sure, they looked up to a lot of people, might even have surrounded themselves with lots of mentors as well. Most of them are open to that they look up to other people as well. But they eventually decided to create their own success according to no one else's standards but their own, right? So the secret, which I don't think it already is still a secret, is the secret to their success, or the important element to their success, mostly revolves around passionately being their best. This is something I realized after observing how my industry idols or my mentors, even if they don't know they are my mentors, are doing their stuff. So what's my point here? If you've been trying to achieve success by following every move others are doing, it's about time to say enough. Okay, don't you think it's already enough? I mean, stop being someone else. Start being you. And who knows, if you're doing it well, being yourself, then you might succeed as yourself. If you are truly passionate about your skills, then being yourself shouldn't be that hard. Actually, your passion should even make things more convenient for you, easier. Failures will be more meaningful and useful, and your successes will be sweeter, knowing that you were successful because you are passionately being yourself and not someone else's, or not someone else. So those are my insights or my views about passion and being passionate about being who you are and what you do in order for you to succeed. So I want to hear from you. Are you making your own mark now, or at least have started on that path? If you are, then I beg you to share your own thoughts too. You can share it below in the comment section. I'll be posting this on my blog, so you can also read about this. But if you're still trying to be the next Steve Jobs or Mark Zuckerberg, please take a pause and reassess your goals, my friend, while you still can find yourself somewhere within you. You might regret it. I mean, you achieve success, but then you don't see yourself along with that success. Right? It's not you. It's actually Bill Gates being successful, or, you know, taking the credit for the success. Anyways, that will be it for me for now. But wait, other than just sharing my thoughts here on this, on being passionate about things we love and how to succeed with it, being passionate and how to succeed. I'm also writing this as an entry to the Freelancers Hub Philippines' blog carnival for the month of May. It's hosted by Ginger Arboleda of mummyginger.com. You can actually read more about the blog carnival. I'll be sharing the link below. You can learn more about it, and you can even join. There's still enough time, I believe. Submission of entries will be before May 10th. So still can submit your entries, my friends. All right, that will be it. And thank you for listening. And if you can share this to your friends who you believe might benefit from it, please do. And if you can read my blog, please do as well. All right, thank you. That's it. And enjoy your day. Bye.